Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the English with Spirit podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you some slang terms that are commonly used in America. So, without further ado, let's start with today's episode. The first slang term is to binge, and you mostly see it in the way of binge drinking, binge eating, or binge watching. And binge means excessive indulgence, or in other words, an occasion when an activity is done in an extreme way, especially drinking, eating, or spending money. For example, I binge watched the series in 1 week. The next slang term is sweet, and I don't mean the opposite of salty. As a slang term, it is used to show that you are happy about something or think it is good, nice, or cool. For example, you could say to your friend, I passed all my exams, and your friend could say, sweet. Or let's say that your friend drove up in a brand new sports car. You might say, wow, that's a sweet car. Similarly, another slang term is neat. And as a slang, it means something amazing, excellent, or great. For example, you could say to a friend, I got free tickets for the Coldplay concert. And you could say, that's so neat. Or if you see a nice car that's brand new, you could say, what a neat car. Then the next slang term is, this is sick. And I don't mean being injured or having some type of illness. Sick as a slang term means something is awesome or cool. For example, you could say to a friend, your shoes are sick. Where did you get them? Her content is sick. Highly recommend watching her videos. The next slang term is lit, and if something is lit, it is really cool, amazing, or exciting. For example, the concert was lit, we had a lot of fun. The party was lit, we had a blast. Next, the next slang terms are I'm zonked, I'm pooped, or I'm beat. And the three slang terms just means I'm really tired. For example, I'm pooped, I'm just gonna go to bed. I'm zonked, I'm just gonna crash at the couch. I was so beat yesterday that I fell asleep in 2 seconds. The next slang term is a bummer, and this refers to a situation or event that is unpleasant or disappointing. You usually refer it to something that is disappointment or a disappointment. For example, having to cancel our trip to Europe is a bummer. I was pretty bummed out about it. Waiting all day at the airport is a real bummer. The next slang term is shades, and this simply refers to your sunglasses. For example, has anybody seen my shades? I bought some new shades at the airport. The next slang term is to be shook, and this is used to say when you're surprised or shocked. For example, Mary and John are getting married. I'm shook. This means I'm surprised or shocked. And the last example, I was shook when I saw all my friends at my house when it was my birthday. The next slang term is to be woke. And if you're woke, you are aware and knowledgeable, especially of social problems such as racism and inequality. For example, she urged young black people to stay woke. You are so woke, you know everything about social problems and you also bring awareness to it. The next slang term is for real. And this is asking another person if something is true or real. For example, he says he's got a new car, but I don't know if that's for real. This means I don't know if that's true or if he's telling the truth. Another example, I got a job in the company Apple, and if you're surprised, you can say, for real? No, just kidding. And it also means that if you say that someone does something for real, you mean that they actually do it and do not just pretend to do it. For example, for real, I saw a man in a bathing suit when it's minus 10 degrees Celsius outside. Moving on, the next slang term is stan. And stan refers to obsessive fans, that especially of a celebrity or music group. For example, wow, you are a real Taylor Swift stan. You're always refreshing her album to see if she comes up with a new song. Or a person could say to someone else, I just love Ariana Grande so much, I would die for her, I would track her every move if I could. And your friend could say, whoa, don't be such a stan. The next slang term is to be hooked. And if you're hooked to something, you are addicted to it. For example, I'm hooked on this food, or I'm hooked on this series. It's just so good. The next slang term is to slay something. And this means to impress someone very much or to be very good or impressive. For example, Beyoncé slays in her every performance. The actors slay me with the quality of their acting. It also has a second meaning, and this means to do something extremely well. For example, if you aced a test, you could say that you slayed the test. Moving on, the next slang term is to be extra. And extra means trying too hard or over the top or excessive, maybe being overly dramatic. For example, Karen always goes to the grocery shop with high heels, a top, and a miniskirt just to attract attention. She's so extra. In another example, she's so extra. Just because she fell on the floor, she started to yell and ask for everyone to call an ambulance. And the last example, if someone wants to go to the doctor just because she has a little cough, you might say, she's so extra. Next, we have whack. The next slang term is to bust someone, and if you bust someone, you have caught them doing something they shouldn't be doing. For example, I got busted cheating on the exam. My girlfriend bust me texting with another girl. The next slang term is to be ripped or jacked. And if a person is ripped or jacked, you have great muscles and bodies. Usually it refers to men or guys, but not always. So it simply means that someone is really muscular. For example, wow, that guy is jacked. Or a friend could ask you, dude, you're so ripped. What's your secret? Gym 2 hours a day. The next slang term is I can't even. And this is to express a feeling of being overwhelmed and cannot handle something at that moment. It can be either in a bad or good way. For example, did you hear that Mary and Joey broke up again? And you could say, oh, I can't even with those two. I hope this breakup is permanent. Look at this mess. Oh, I can't even. And the last example is about something good. For example, someone could ask you, did you see that kitten's sweet little face? And you could say, it's so adorable. I can't even. The next slang term is no sweat, and no sweat is a way to say that something is easy or not a problem. For example, the repair should be no sweat, just replace the belt and that's it. Or you could say to your friend, thanks so much for picking me up at the airport, and you could say, picking you up was no sweat, don't even mention it. And the last example, it looks like the file was deleted when the computer crashed, and you could say, oh, no sweat, there should be a backup copy. The next slang term is legit, and this has two meanings. The first of all, it refers to something that's really good, cool, or awesome. For example, the concert was legit. You should watch that series, it's legit. And as a second meaning, it also means like actually, when you want to say that you think something is very surprising or difficult to believe. In other words, it means honestly, truthfully, or really. For example, I legit didn't know. That guy's legit retarded. I legit don't want to go to that party. It sounds lame. The next slang term is kudos, and this simply means congratulations or great work. For example, you could say to a friend, kudos for getting the promotion, or kudos for your exam results. You nailed it. The next slang term is to crash, and in the context of slang, crash can mean to go to sleep quickly and suddenly. For example, can I crash at your place? I'm too wasted to drive home. I crashed as soon as I got home. And it also has a second meaning, and it means to go somewhere, usually a party or event, without invitation. For example, those guys crashed at our party as if they were invited. You idiots. The next slang term is I feel you, and this simply means I understand you or empathize with you. For example, a friend could say, I'm sick and tired of this pandemic, and you could say, I feel you, and this means I understand you. The next slang term is badass, and this can either mean something that is really cool or awesome. For example, your dress is badass, or you see a new car in the street that's really fancy, and you could say, look at that badass, it must have broken the bank to buy that car. Or it can also be used to describe someone or something you admire or find impressive. For example, you look badass. Look at my watch, I bought it yesterday. And your friend could say, a real badass watch. The next slang term is to be hyped or amped. And to be hyped or amped means to be extremely excited about something, looking forward to something. For example, I'm super hyped about the concert, or I'm super hyped about the party. The next slang term is a drama queen. And this is someone who gets too upset or angry over small problems. In other words, someone who is overly dramatic and exaggerated. For example, she's such a drama queen. Yesterday I accidentally stepped on her foot and she started to yell and wanted me to call the ambulance. Or the last example, you're such a drama queen. It's no big deal. The next slang term is a killer. And this can either mean something that is extremely good, impressive, or effective. For example, Coldplay is a killer band. It can also mean to be an extremely or difficult thing. For example, that exam was a real killer. And the last example is something that is extremely useful and indispensable. For example, Photomath is a killer app. The next slang term is to be thirsty. And I don't mean thirsty wanting to drink something. I mean having or showing a strong desire for something, sometimes even desperate for something. For example, many people on Instagram are thirsty for social approval. She's thirsty for attention. Many politicians are thirsty for power and money. The next slang term is to kick back. And this means to just relax and enjoy yourself. Do not be working. For example, she never kicks back. She's always busy and working. We like to kick back and relax after work. The next slang term that's actually also a phrasal verb is to lighten up. And this means to become more relaxed and take things less seriously. For example, if you told a joke and your friend took it too seriously, you could say, oh, lighten up, I was just joking. Or you could say, I wish my wife would just lighten up and enjoy life. The next slang term is wimp or chicken. A wimp and chicken refers to a core person that is not brave or confident. For example, let's say that you're going skydiving, but at the last minute you get cold feet and back out. Your friend could say to you, don't be such a chicken or wimp and just jump. And the last example, I'm afraid I'm a wimp when it comes to climbing up ladders. The next slang term is a grand. And a grand means $1,000. For example, John's new car cost him 20 grand. This means $20,000. He gets 35 grand a year. This means he gets $35,000 a year, which is a lot. Similarly, a C note or Benjamins refers to $100. For example, look at this C note. These are the new ones. I need a few more Benjamins to buy that iPhone. This means I need a few more dollars to buy that iPhone. And the last slang term for today is flake. And a flake refers to an unreliable person or someone who generally makes plans with you, promises you to do things with you, but never seems to follow through or show up. It can also mean that the person failed to do something they should have done. For example, Jane promised to go out with me. She never showed up. We made plans Saturday night and she came up with an excuse why she couldn't show up. Jane is a flake. And the last example, Johnny, you're such a flake. You said you would be helping me move, but you didn't do anything. And that's everything that I have for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Thank you for listening.